You're listening to Carrie Lutz's Financial Survival Network, where you get valuable information you just can't find anywhere else. To thrive in today's trying times, you need the Financial Survival Network, now more than ever. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and get your free newsletter and gift. Financial Survival Network, now more than ever.
And welcome. You are listening to the Financial Survival Network, and I'm Carrie Lutz. Well, the person you're about to hear from made his second fortune in Las Vegas and not at the gambling tables. Michael Bash, a legendary real estate investor, author of a number of books. The latest one is Million Dollar Miracle, How to Make $1 Million in One Day and Never Have to Work Again. It sounds good to me. It came out earlier in this year. It's on Amazon. You can get it there. The author, again, is Michael E. Bash, B-A-S-H. Michael, welcome to the show. So real estate investing, some people see it as a gamble, but you don't?
Well, it could be either way. It could be a gamble and it could be a real thing. I chose the real thing. I don't want to gamble. Even in Las Vegas, I don't gamble.
All right. Well, that's a good move to hold on to your money for sure. So One of the things you talk about is getting property rezoned. I thought that was a big pain. You have to go through planning boards, zoning boards, and sometimes you got to go to court.
Yeah, but that's when you don't do it the right way. Let me tell you how I did my first rezoning, so you'll see. I knew I lived in New York, and I knew that IBM was coming to the town by the name of Poughkeepsie, 80 miles north of New York City. I knew when IBM comes to an area, they have employees, and they need a place to live. They can't afford a house. They need to rent an apartment. So I was looking for land for apartments so I could build them what they need and rent it for very low price so they can afford it. So I looked around and I saw 20 acre near a big incinerator. The incinerator used to burn all the garbage in the area, but at this point, it didn't work anymore. They were sending the garbage someplace else. But the site of incinerator, nobody wanted to buy this land. And so people could look at an incinerator when they look out the window. It's not good. Anyway, because of that, they wanted to sell it for $80,000, much lower than they would normally. It was zoned one home per acre, and it would have sold normally for a few hundred thousand dollars. So they wanted $80,000, and I bought it for the $80,000. But all I did is I put a down payment of $15,000, okay? And they gave me 90-day closing. During that period, I did the rezoning. The book tells you every detail on how to do it the easy way and the legal way. You don't have to bribe anybody and all this kind of stuff. So there's five people in the planning department. You need three voices out of five. You get the three, you got it approved. So I got it approved for 320 units on 20 acres. Immediately it went up in price, and I went to New York, and I met some people, friends of my father, and they bought 50% for me for $750,000, which means I made $1.5 million, $750 in cash. And naturally, my half is worth also $750. So it was like $100. And all of my investment, my total investment was $15,000. That's all, because I didn't close yet. I had the time, and I could close with the money that I made. So I made 100,000% profit.
That's pretty good. So look, a lot of places, like I lived in Westchester County, very close to where IBM's headquarters was.
Right.
And when you wanted to rezone property there, you had the entire community up in arms because there were a bunch of NIMBY people and a bunch of they had their place and they didn't want anybody else ruining their beautiful town. How do you deal with that?
I went to the meeting with my father. At that meeting, there were 500 women. 500 people, mostly women, and they were completely against it. And my dad says to me, you'll never get it approved. I said, Dad, relax. Let's see what I can do. And I convinced three out of the five people to vote for me. And my dad says, well, let's get out of here before this woman eat us alive. And one of them voted. When I met with the people before, naturally, so I was sure they would vote for me. I was wearing a London flag raincoat. It was a rainy day. And one of the councilmen looked at it and said, wow, this is such a beautiful coat. I took the coat off and gave it to him. I knew he would vote for me just for a raincoat.
Yeah, that's not really a bribe. It's just a coat, really, yeah. Right? No,
and I talked to all the other people. Anyway, what I did with the incinerator, I built a big wall, a high wall around the project. And inside, I planted trees, bushes, and flowers. It looked beautiful, and I called it Town Gardens. The first weekend, I rented 100 units.
Wow.
So I got it approved because I talked to the right people. I prepared myself in advance. So when I came to the meeting, I knew who would vote or would not vote. And you got to get friendly to all the people and show them that it's for the benefit of the town. You're not doing something to hurt anybody. On the contrary, you know.
All right.
So they built one side, they went to the other side. The other side was absolutely connected to the boarded on this on the incinerator. So I had to wrap it around with the wall so no one could see it. And I built it again and sold it again to the people. Who did I sell it to? I sold it to builders in northern New Jersey. And they were good builders. They built a lot. And they knew the value. Anyway, when I was finished with the whole thing, I sold my half to them too eventually. I made a total of $5 million.
Oh, not a bad day's work.
I could have made much more if I stayed with it. But it was my first project. I was 32 years old. And before that, I didn't have any money. All of a sudden, I become a millionaire.
Oh, that must have been a bounty of riches for sure. So what about now? Like, how long ago was that in Poughkeepsie?
This was in 1963. Right. I was 32 years old, and it was almost 60 years ago.
Amazing.
1963, yeah. And after that, I did 20 more rezoning, not one, not two, not three, 20, all over the place.
So nowadays, though, like, let's take a state like Florida, where I happen to live. It's definitely pro-development, pro-developer.
Where do you live, Florida?
I'm in northern Palm Beach County.
Oh, I see, yeah. No, it would be a good place to do the same thing. I did rezoning in New York State and then in Nevada. That's it. I didn't even do anything in California.
Well, like in western Palm Beach County, near a number of, it's actually in the county itself, unincorporated, there's all this agricultural land. And the residents are hell-bent on keeping it, even though you can't make money farming in Palm Beach County, or it's very difficult at best.
Right.
And the farmers, you know, they're multi-generational. The kids aren't into farming. They just want to get rid of it, but it's very difficult. How do you approach that type of situation?
Don't just survive, thrive. The Financial Survival Network.
Osino Resources is a Ross Beatty-backed gold exploration company in mining-friendly Namibia. Osino's district-scale land package is situated near two producing gold mines, one of which Osino's management team previously developed and sold to B2 Gold. Osino's founders and management are experienced mining professionals who have already successfully developed and sold two companies in the past 7 years. Osino has an excellent shareholder base, with Ross Beatty owning 20%, insiders 5%, and resource capital funds 8%. This is an exploration company with drills turning that you'll definitely want to pay attention to. Osino trades in New York under the ticker OSIIF and in Toronto under the ticker OSI. To learn more, go to osinoresources.com. That's osinoresources.com.
This is the Financial Survival Network, the information you need to thrive now more than ever.
Well, it isn't going to be that easy. I also invested in cows. I had a dairy farm, dairy cows, and I rezoned that. The average cow makes 13,000 pounds of milk a year, but some cows make more, make 60, 30, 40 different So I found a method to get all the cows to do more, and I raised the average in that farm to 26,000 a year. So I gave it to a lot of other farmers, and they, you know, and now there is too much milk in the country. The government to buy the extra milk and send it to countries that need the milk. I sent some to Zimbabwe. They didn't have any milk. I sent them all the information, and now they do have milk. So I can rezone almost anything. I find a way to rezone whatever we need to rezone, you know. Now, you have a lot of agricultural land over there, and you have to find a way that will be beneficial to everybody. Let me think about it. I may come up with an answer for you.
All right. You know what they say, where there's a will, there's a lawyer, right?
Right. Absolutely.
So are you retired now, or are you still active?
No, I'm retired. I'm staying with my daughter in California. And I'm retired for the past three or four years. But I'm thinking maybe I should get back into some rezoning. It's such a great thing to do, you know. And you can rezone all kinds of things, you know.
So rezoning industrial to residential, that seems to be the best thing to do now?
Yes. You got to read my book. I may change the title of my book to Smart People Business Bible. I'm going to call it.
I like that.
Your Bible. You know, because I also write books about the Bible. Evolution by God is another book that I wrote that made peace between science and religion.
Smart, intelligent design, as they call it. So, sticking to real estate here, where do you think the best areas for your strategy are in the country now?
I'm getting a younger person to help me out, and they're checking out the whole thing. In New York, I went all the way to Albany, to the capital of New York, and then to Schenectady, to Buffalo, and I rezoned properties all over the place over there. All you have to do is check and see where there is growth, where people... One growth is... Millions of people get to the age of early 20s and they get married. And the people that get married young need an apartment. So they need a lot of apartments. You build them apartment houses, you rent for a cheap price, and that's it. Or you sell it to a builder for a discount, and he builds it to them. You don't even need to build it, you know.
Yeah. How long, Michael, does the average rezoning take?
In a small town, it doesn't take too long. I would say within 90 days, you are rezoned. Not
fast.
More than 10.
But in a,
that fast, always.
But in a bigger
if you go to Los Angeles, you may wait 3 years and then you don't even get it sometimes. So Los Angeles is the wrong place. Big cities are the wrong place. You got to go to a city with a population of around 100,000 to 300,000.
All right. So what about Texas? If we go Texas, 50 miles outside of, say, Dallas or Houston, and find like some old broken down plant, cement plant or something, and then get it rezoned. So the day that they approve your rezoning, your profit's exponential.
Immediately, and you normally go to over $1 million, yes.
Wow.
And then you go and sell it to a builder for a discount. You give him a 20% discount. You show him an appraisal, it's worth $1.2 million, and you say, I'll give it to you for $1 million, and they grab it, because it's below the appraisal.
Okay. Have you ever bought any properties up at foreclosure and then rezoned them?
No.
No? Okay. Just seems like it could be an interesting part of your strategy, but...
Could be. Anything could be. No question about it.
Sounds like you've gotten a lot of wisdom over the ages. You see what horrible condition the country is in now. Do you have some advice? Do you have some advice for younger people who are getting started now and a message of maybe optimism and hope for the younger generation?
Very difficult. Very, very difficult. There is so much bad stuff going on now. You know, it's just unbelievable that we got to that level, you know. But what I would say to people, disregard it. Don't watch the news too much.
Yeah. Well, nothing good is going to come of watching the news. Nothing good can come from that.
Nothing good. Nothing good. Just look for an area that's growing. That's all you have to do.
Yeah.
You go to an area, you go to the city council, and you find that they always have data. They have statistics, the growth pattern. If it's growing, you can do it. That's it.
Hey, one thing for sure, the reason why they're so anxious to rezone is because towns, counties, cities, they always need more money. And the way to get more money is to increase the number of rateables. And the way you increase your rateables is rezoning, right?
Right. Absolutely. Yeah. So it's not that difficult in a smaller town. You come to a very big town and you get all kinds of movements in there, all kinds of people. It's too much. And they hold you back, you know. In a small town. Sometimes you have no, I've done rezoning outside of Poughkeepsie where there were not too many homes there. And I got it approved in 30 days.
Yeah, they said, we want those tax dollars, right? We want them now.
Yes. Yeah, so listen, now I didn't have sewer, I didn't have water. I dug 5 wells, 400 foot deep to get the water. And I built a sewer system to dump the water, the clean water, the cleaned water into a river that was nearby. And I built 500 units, made a lot of money. I got everything fast. There was no objection. No one there to object.
So what's harder? Is it easier to get unincorporated land that's in a county rezoned? Or is it easier to get land in a small town or small city?
The best place is a small town and a small city.
Yeah,
you have very little problem. And it's always good to meet with the people beforehand, with the councilman, the mayor of the town, and the 4 councilmen, 5 people. You got to meet and tell them what you're doing. And you may help them out when they get elected. It's always good to help those people in their election. That's legal to help somebody to get elected.
Yeah, you know, there's help.
if you are one of the sponsors, it's okay.
Yeah, it's all right. You know, that's part of the system. Money is the mother's milk of politics. Let's face it.
But you got to do everything legally. You don't want to get into trouble.
No,
everything must be legal. That's it.
Yeah.
Then you can do anything you want.
Agreed.
You
know? The straight and narrow path is always the quickest way between two points, for sure. Michael, really appreciate your taking time out to talk to us and share your wisdom. There's so much that could be learned from people who've already done it.
Please read my book from cover to cover. There's many things I'm doing there. I can't tell you everything. There's maybe 50 things that I've done that are all innovative, great ideas. You must read it at least once.
We got it. Hey, it's on Amazon and wherever fine books used to be sold. If you got a question for Michael, just shoot me an email, kl@carrielutz.com, and we will make sure you get an answer. Don't forget, visit our site, financialsurvivalnetwork.com. Sign up for your free newsletter. Michael, an absolute pleasure. Thank you so much for coming on.
Okay, thank you, and good luck to you.
Thanks for listening to Carrie Lutz's Financial Survival Network, your solution to today's trying times. For the latest, go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com. Financial Survival Network, now more than ever.